hilarious. Swan snickered too, though he could not possibly have any idea what the joke might be. In fact, I found that assertion rather amusing myself. Heck, everything was amusing. I had begun to feel relaxed and confident. My aches and pains no longer formed the center of my consciousness. They had become mere annoyances, way out on the edge of awareness. Continue. Iqbal squealed.
He grew them. These nasty lumps developed all over him, like big-ass boils. Only when they popped, out came these things.
Under more normal circumstances, that idea and the images it engendered would have seemed repulsive. I grunted, took another wonderful mouthful, pictured the creation process, caught myself in the midst of a fit of giggles. I regained control, though that took an effort. So it finally decided to communicate?
Sort of.
When we left, it was trying to manage some kind of dialogue with Doge. It didn't seem to be working all that well, though.
Swan sighed.
I haven't felt this relaxed and positive since Cordy and I used to go fishing when we were kids. This is the way we felt lying beside the creek, in the shade, never really caring if we got a bite while we shared our daydreams or just watched clouds scoot overhead.
Even the recollection of his friend's fate did not break his mood entirely. I understood what he was trying to communicate, even though I had had no special friend with whom to share the rare, golden moments of childhood. I had had no childhood. I felt really good myself. I said,
"This whatever it is great stuff. River, you seen any side effects yet?"
"It's damn near impossible to stop yourself if you get the giggles."
"I'll try not to get started."
"Wow, I feel like I could whip twice my weight in wolves right now.
Why don't we get going?"
Nobody took the opportunity to mention that me whipping twice my weight in wolves might entail me fighting only the back half of one of the monsters. Iqbal and Runmust continued to giggle over some shared joke of long ago.
"Boys," I said, pointing.
"That way. Don't touch anything. Keep going. We're going to go back upstairs."
Dang me, I kept getting silly ideas. And every one of them made me want to start laughing. Riverwalker told me,
"We found out that if we sing, it helps us keep our minds on business."
A big grin spread across his face. He began humming one of the filthier marching songs. It concerned the business that seems to be on the minds of most men most of the time. I hummed along and got everybody started moving. Foul-smelling smoke from roasted books filled the cavern. It seemed even stronger in the stairwell. Some of it drifted downward. Kino was not yet aware, I was sure. She would have done something if she had known. But she would not remain ignorant forever. I hoped we could get ourselves well on the road before she recovered enough to assimilate the truth. Her dreams were deadly enough. Chapter 94. I settled my behind onto the rise in the floor near the entrance to the stairwell. I sat there dully wondering why the excavation had been started way out here on the periphery. I did not concern myself about it much, though. I ate again.
"This stuff